Amen. Thank you, Sister Hodge. Thank you for that wonderful doxology and the announcements on this morning. And we will be announcing our book bag coming up. Giveaway coming up for our youth. That's going to be on our announcements this morning. So stay tuned for that. For our youth, we will be having an event or participating in an event where we will be distributing over 200 book bags. We probably will announce that on next Sunday, the location and time where that will take place. And that happens because of you. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this Sunday morning and how God, let me get some tea here. My voice is cracking up this morning. We thank God on how he is blessing the ministry and touching us in a mighty way. And we hope that something is said that is blessing you and is encouraging you and keeping you. Amen. Good morning to each and every one that's logged in this morning. And let us, amen, move forward with the word that the Lord has given us. We announced it last week. Amen. The Lord has put into our spirits the message, I don't want to be blind no more. I don't want to be blind no more. I don't want to be blind no more. Amen. I don't want to be blind no more. Amen. I don't want to be blind no more. So, let's look at Mark, 10th chapter, and the 46th verse. We're going to read down to the 52nd verse. Mark 46. Verse of the 10th chapter. Now we know it's on the screen, but some people like to look at their own Bibles just to verify that what's on the screen is true. So we hope that you can get that Mark 10 and 46. And we're going to go ahead and read. And it reads, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody ought to say, have mercy, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I don't want to be blind no more. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Tell somebody, I want to just follow him in the way. The message on this morning is, I don't want to be blind no more. Anybody getting that? Anybody getting that? It's powerful right there. It's so powerful. I don't want to be blind no more. You see, many of us often are walking through life blind. There's an old adage that says something like this. It says, you can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes we're sitting in the middle of the wilderness of life and we can't see where we're at. We can't see how to get out because we are in the midst and in the middle of the situation. We're in the middle, in the midst of the issue. We are in a dilemma. We're in trouble. And it's difficult because our heart is pacing. The anxiety is on us and our minds are operating in survivalship, and we don't know which way to go, but somehow, some way, sometimes God moves us from the situation and we look back and we could see where we've come out, and we see the situation that we were in. Somebody should say, I don't want to be blind no more. There was a saying that says something around the fact of look, as I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I am a testimony. And there's another songwriter that says, you can't tell it like I can tell it what the Lord has done for me. He brought me out. He picked me up out the marrow in clay. He turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. The Lord has done magnificent things in my life. Can somebody say that this morning? Do somebody recognize that on this Sunday morning? Do somebody understand the words that are coming out of my mouth on this Sunday morning? Is somebody feeling what I'm feeling? Do somebody know what I know? Do somebody have experienced what I have experienced? Am I talking to somebody? What have the Lord done for you that you can say, I don't want to be blind anymore. I just don't want to be there no more. I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to go there no more. I don't want to be in that situation no more. I don't want to experience that no more. I cannot live this way anymore. I cannot be a part of that anymore. It's too much negativity, too much hatred, too much jealousy, too much backbiting, too much. I don't want to be blind anymore. I can't. I just can't be blind anymore. Can we, Pastor, get to the scripture. We know where you're going. Get to the scripture, Pastor. Okay, let's get to the scripture. Amen. Our scripture in Mark on today, the 10th chapter, the 46th through the 52nd verse. And they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Bartimaeus means the son of Timaeus. So Timaeus was a well-known gentleman because Mark knew Timaeus, and he's identifying the fact that his son, so he called him Bartimaeus, which means the son of Timaeus, which was a blind man. Now, the synopsis writers, Matthew and Luke, also identify that they're just blind men. They don't mention the son of Timaeus. They don't mention Bartimaeus. And one says they were going in, and one says they were coming out. And Matthew said there was two, and Luke and Mark said there was just talk about. They don't say it's just one. They just talk about the one. But Matthew identified that there was two blind men. But those are semantics. At the end of the day, what we need to understand is the fact that there was a blind man named Bartimaeus, whether it was a friend with him or not. Amen. The incident, the miracle, the situation occurred. It happened. It's a fact because we have three different witnesses that witnessed this, and they put it in writing, and God inspired the writing so that we will have it on record, amen, that we may learn from it. Paul wrote things that was written aforetime is for our learning. I love that scripture. Scripture is one of my favorites. That's why the Bible is written. That's why it's the number one bestseller in the whole wide world. It has stand the test of time. Books have came and books have gone, but the Bible is still here. Amen. And it is for us to learn from. Somebody ought to say, we got to learn from the word. We got to learn from the word. So Bartimaeus sat by the highway begging. First of all, we need to understand the cultural time that Bartimaeus was in. Bartimaeus not only was a blind man, but he was in a time where when you had an ailment, when you had a handicap, so to speak, no matter what the handicap was, you wasn't allowed to work for your living like everyone else. So you were an outcast. You were pushed aside. You were pushed down. You were pushed out. You was overrun. You was overtaken. You was lesser of a citizen because you had a handicap. Handicapped folks were discriminated against. they didn't get the same privileges as regular individuals that were whole. They weren't treated the same. They were treated differently. It wasn't the same as the society today, where if you had a handicap, amen, you get special privilege, you get a special parking space, you get a ramp that you can make it into the building, you get furniture that comes down to the level that makes it easy for you to access. Those things were not taken into to concept at this time. These are things that we do today, and people have even taken the fact of some form of life of handicap to be accepted and made things a handicap that's really not handicap. But at the end of the day, at this time, being a handicap was not a privilege. It was not looked upon as something that people, the society, really cared about. It really was hard on a handicapped individual, whether you was deaf, whether you was dumb, whether you had leprosy, whether you was lame. I mean, it didn't matter the handicap. You were less of a citizen, and you didn't get to operate the same way as a normal person. So blind Bartimaeus and the blind man was beggars. They had to beg for their living. They sat on the side of the road, and as people came by, amen, they asked them for money. They wasn't perfectly healthy like some of them do today, amen, but they were blind, and they were asking for money because, amen, they did not, or they could not organically create income for themselves like everyone else. So they begged. So as they were on the side of the road begging, it says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. Because the fact of I am a beggar, I am blind, society has pushed me aside, society has pushed me down, I have to beg for food, I have to beg for to take care of myself, for my clothing, for everything that I have. I just can't go out and live normal like everyone else. But when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, there was a crowd coming by. There was a crowd, and the crowd, I can't see it, but I hear the crowd. I can't identify the crowd, but I hear that there is a noise. There's a lot going on, and understand the crowd around Jesus. There's always a crowd around Jesus at this time because Jesus had been performing miracles. Jesus had been feeding people with two fish and five loaves five loaves of bread. Jesus had fed the 5,000. Jesus had been known to make the deaf talk and the blind see and the deaf hear and the dumb talk and the blind to see. He had been known to make the lame to walk. He had been known. To perform miracles. He had made water turn into wine. He had preached and he had been performing these miracles, and the word had went out that he was a man of great power. He was a prophet, and he was a powerful prophet, and there was a great crowd around him. So the crowd, when the woman was trying to touched the hem of a garment. She had to press through the crowd. As a matter of fact, after Jesus had fed the 5,000, he launched to the other side. And when he got there, there was the crowd had met him there. And Jesus told the crowd, he said, "Why are you following me? For the fishes and for the loaves?" Amen. Don't follow me because of the fish, and don't follow me because of the loaves, but follow me because I am. Yeah. Jesus said, "You ought to follow me because you ought to follow me because I am." Don't follow because of the fish. Don't follow because of the loaves, but follow just because I am. There was a crowd around Jesus, and they was making noise, and Bartimaeus had heard this noise, and I can imagine he asked the question, "What is going on? What is the all the commotion is about?" And sometimes, church, we ought to make some noise. We ought to get loud. We ought to make some commotion. People ought to ask, "What is the commotion all about? Why is this noise? Well, what is going on with these folks? Why are they making such a noise? Why are they making such a commotion? Why are they praising so much? Why are they dancing so much? Why are they rejoicing so much? Why are they in such a noise and praise? What is going on?" So somebody can turn to them and say, "It was Jesus of Nazareth." I'm reminded when the Holy Ghost came to the 120 in the upper room, that the crowd was looking upon them, and they was wondering, they was confused, because they say, "Aren't these the men of Galilee that are speaking in our own language that we can understand?" And Peter stood up and said, "These men are not as drunk as you suppose, but this is that the prophet Joel prophesied." We ought to make a noise sometime that brings on the attention of others. Somebody ought to say, "We got to make a noise. We ought to make a noise sometimes. We got to just make a noise. We got to make a noise. We got to make a noise." But we got to understand also that Bartimaeus understood when he heard that it was Jesus. Sometimes we are in a place in our life that when we hear Jesus is near, we get to a place in our life when we hear Jesus is coming by. Somebody ought to say, "Jesus is coming by. Jesus is coming by Goose. Jesus is coming by Orlando. Jesus is coming by Lakeland. Jesus is coming by Panama. Jesus is coming by Birmingham, Alabama. Jesus is coming by Atlanta, Georgia. Jesus is coming by Boston. Jesus is coming by Illinois. Jesus is coming by Texas." And you heard that Jesus is coming by South Carolina. Jesus is coming by. If you heard that Jesus is coming by, amen, somebody ought to say, "It's time to cry out. It's time, it's time, it's time, it's time to cry out." Amen. It's time to cry out. Bartimaeus cried out. He began to cry out when he heard it was Jesus that was coming by. He heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He cried out. He said, "Lord, have thou son of David, have mercy on me." Somebody ought to say, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me." We got to ask for mercy. We got to ask for mercy. When we understand our situation, when we understand our issues, when we understand our problems, when we understand that we're in the wilderness, when we understand that we're in trouble, when we understand that we're hungry and don't have food to eat, when we understand that we're thirsty and don't have anything to drink, when we understand that our bodies is racking with cancer, when we understand that diabetes is out of control, when we understand high blood pressure won't go down, when we understand that anxiety is causing unnecessary stress in the body, when we understand, our relationships, when we understand that we are in trouble, when we understand when we're in a negative environment, when we understand that our problems and our situations, when our financial problems come upon us, when negativity is all around us, when we understand what place that we're in, we must come to a place that we cry out to Jesus, Lord, have mercy on me. Somebody ought to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy, on me. Lord, they're coming at me every which way. Have mercy on me. I'm being persecuted for no reason at all. Have mercy on me. I'm in a blind situation. Have mercy on me. They're lying on me, Lord, and I didn't do it. Have mercy on me. They're talking about me, Lord. Have mercy on me. My boss don't want to give me the raise and don't want to give me the promotion, but I'm coming in on time and I'm working overtime and I'm doing what it is that I need to do. Have mercy on me. Lord, I'm trying to do my best to get through my life, and I'm trying to do all that I can to help my family. I'm trying to do all I can to support my family. Have mercy on me. The bills are due, but I just don't have enough to make it through. Lord, have mercy on me. My wife don't want to do the things that I need her to do. My husband don't want to love me like I need him to love me. Lord, have mercy on me. My children are being rebellious. They don't want to adhere to my guidance and my wisdom that I'm trying to bestow on them. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on me. Lord, my family members, the ones that don't believe in God, those that are not saved and they're going about life and they don't see the signs of the time. They don't see the violence. They don't see the anger. They don't see what's going on in government. They don't see what's going on when our rights are being misused and taken. Amen. They don't see the heartache. They don't see the pain. Lord, have mercy on me. The stress is just too much. The blindness of life is just too much. The stress is just too much. The blindness of my financial problems is just too much. The blindness of my cancer is just too much. Lord, the blindness of my disease, the blindness of my liver problem, my blindness of my arthritis, the blindness is just too much. Lord, have mercy on me. But I like this 48th verse. The 48th verse says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. The crowd say, shut up, man. The crowd say, be quiet. The crowd say, what are you calling him for? The crowd say, why are you calling on Christ? The crowd says, leave him alone. The crowd says, you're just a beggar. The crowd says, you don't have what it takes. The crowd says, you don't deserve that promotion. The crowd says, you're not able to do it. The crowd says, you can't move forward. The crowd says, you don't have the ability. The crowd says, you're just too blind and you just making up what you're saying. The crowd says, Come on, come on, come on. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody know what I'm talking about. The crowd says, you gave them your vision, but the crowd says, that's not possible. You said, I'm going to buy that house, but the crowd says, you can't afford it. You said, I'm going to live in a new neighborhood, but the crowd says, you thank you, all of that in a bag of chips. You said, I'm going to apply for this new job, but the crowd says, you don't qualify. You don't have the education. You said that I'm going to live a better life, but the crowd says, Lord, have mercy on me, because the crowd is trying to keep you from where Jesus wants you to go. Somebody ought to hear what I'm saying. Jesus will call you out of the crowd because the crowd don't see what Jesus sees in you. Jesus know who you are from birth. You are destined to be great. You're destined to be awesome. You're destined to be lifted up. You're destined to success. You're destined to awesomeness. You're destined to be beautiful. You're destined. But the crowd says, yeah, shut up and stop calling on Jesus. The crowd says, you can't do it. The crowd. Somebody ought to say, shut up, crowd. I like the attitude. I like the attitude of blind Bartimaeus, because Bartimaeus said, the crowd says, I ought to shut up. But I say, I don't want to be blind no more. Do you say you don't want to be blind no more? Do you don't want to be broke no more? You don't want to be living from paycheck to paycheck no more. You don't want to be going from doctor to doctor no more. You don't want to be going from medication to medication no more. You don't want to be going from heartache to pain no more. You don't want to be going from ache to pain no more. You don't want to be going from here to there no more. You don't want to be going from job to job no more. You don't want to be going from relationship to relationship no more. You don't want to be blind no more. Somebody say, I don't want to be blind. I don't want to be blind. I don't want to be blind no more. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to be blind no more. And when the people told him to shut up, blind Bartimaeus said, yeah, you might tell me to shut up, but the Bible said, but he cried the more a great deal. When they tell you can't do it, when they tell you to shut up, when they tell you to stop, when they tell you to stop dreaming, when they tell you to come down, when they tell you can't do it, when you tell you to you're just making it up, when they tell you you can't do it, when they tell you ain't able, when they tell you don't have it, what it takes, when they tell you don't have the ability, when they tell you that you can't make it. But the Bible says, blind Bartimaeus, he said, but he cried the more a great deal. He got louder. He got more intense. He got even more encouraged because the crowd said he can't. But blind Bartimaeus knew he could because he had faith in Jesus. His faith wasn't in the crowd. His faith was in Christ. And somebody ought to say, my faith is not in the crowd, but my faith is in Christ.
Glory, hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me and let us praise his name together. My faith is not in the crowd, but my faith is in Christ. He cried even the more, a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody ought to just shout it. Somebody ought to text it. Somebody ought to scream into the other room. I know they're asleep at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 in the morning. Amen. But you ought to shout it anyway. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. You ought to pick up the phone and call somebody that you know that been telling you that you can't do it and say, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You ought to tell somebody that said that you ain't gonna make it and tell them, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yeah, you said that I'm no good, but thou son of David, have mercy on me. You said I don't have what it takes. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. You said that I can't get through it, but thou son of David, have mercy on me. You said I couldn't have it. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. You said I couldn't live the life. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. You said that I don't have what it takes. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. He cried out even the more. He cried out above the crowd. The crowd told him to shut up. The crowd told him to be quiet. The crowd told him, Don't disturb Jesus, but the healthy people, the wealthy people, they were the ones, amen, that was around Jesus, the ones that could do it. But he cried out the more, and the Bible says that Jesus stood still. You got to have a cry, amen, that makes Jesus stand still. Jesus might be on his way somewhere. Jesus might just be passing by, amen. But when he come through your way, you got to cry out to him, amen, that he will just stand still. You got to cry out to him that he will just stop in his tracks. You got to cry out to him so he will just hold up. Somebody needs me. Somebody, I say, hold up. Jesus said, hold up for me. Jesus said, I'm going to stop for a minute for me. Jesus said, just one thing. Wait a minute. The Bible said, and Jesus stood still. The cry was so intense. The cry was so loud. The cry was so strong. It overtook what the crowd was saying and it reached Jesus. Somebody say, you got to cry out till you reach him. Whatever you need, you got to cry out till you reach him. You got to cry out. The songwriter said, you got to call him in the morning. You got to call him in the noonday. You got to call him in the midnight hour. Amen. You got to call Jesus. Amen. No matter, amen, what the crowd is saying, just call him. Call him for what you want. Call him for what you need. Call him. And Jesus will stand still. And the Bible says, I'm coming to a close. And the Bible says, and he commanded him to be called. Tell that one crying out to come here. Tell that one that said, thou son of David, have mercy on me to come here. Now understand this. This was a blind man who identified Jesus as the Messiah because he said, son of David, have mercy on me. The son of David identified Christ as the Messiah. Now get this. The crowd was with Jesus for his miracles. The crowd could see Jesus, But the crowd couldn't see him spiritually, although they saw him physically. Somebody didn't get that. The crowd saw what he was doing physically, but they didn't see what he was doing spiritually. See, this thing is not a physical, but it is a spiritual. Songwriter says, there's something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. See, blind Bartimaeus may have been blind on the outside, but he understood the spiritual connection on the inside. Amen. And that's why, although the crowd was telling him to shut up, he knew that he couldn't shut up. Amen. Because he needed to get the attention of the Messiah. And he needed to let him know that he didn't want to be blind no more. Thou son of David. Somebody ought to say, thou son of David. See, that's a spiritual cry. That ain't just a cry. That ain't just saying, Jesus, come and fix it. That ain't just saying, Jesus, I know you can. That ain't just saying, Jesus, do it for me. Thou son of David, the Messiah, God in the flesh, have mercy. Forgive my sins. Have mercy. Oh, do it for me, Lord. Have mercy on me. And it says Jesus stood still and said, call that man. Call him. Now watch the crowd. Watch the crowd. 49th in the middle of the 49th verse, it says, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. Be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. Now the crowd was just saying, shut up. The crowd was just saying, be quiet. The crowd was saying, you can't do it. The crowd was saying, you ain't able. The crowd said, you ain't got the ability. The crowd said, until Jesus spoke. See, when Jesus speaks in your life, when you call out the blindness of your life and Jesus speaks in your life, the crowd will take notice. When Jesus calls you, the crowd will take notice. When Jesus anoints you, the crowd will take notice. When Jesus is moving in your life, the crowd will then take notice. They ain't gonna take notice when you're just hanging out on the side of the street. They're not gonna take notice because you're blind. They're not gonna take notice when you get started. But you gotta have enough faith in you to know that Jesus will speak. You gotta have enough faith in you to notice that Jesus will do it for you. You gotta have enough faith in you to know that Jesus will come to your aid. You gotta have enough faith in you, even when the crowd don't. But when Jesus do, the crowd will see. The crowd will see. The crowd will see. The crowd will see because the crowd says, be a good comfort. Jesus is with you now. Jesus is calling you now. Jesus is talking to you now. Jesus is wanting you. Jesus is moving you. Jesus is leveling you up. Jesus is calling you out. Jesus is calling your name. Jesus is acknowledging your cry. Jesus, be a good comfort now. You got his attention. And you got to be like blind Bartimaeus. You got to be just like him. When you hear the call, when you get the word that Jesus is calling you, you got to cast away your garments. It says, and he cast away his garments and rose and came to Jesus. Yeah, you got to cast away your old garments. You got to cast away what you used to do. You got to cast away what's behind you. You got to cast away those old things, and behold, all things become new. You got to take some things off. You got to throw some things down. You got to get rid of it and come to Jesus, because he's called you. The crowd is even noticing Jesus calling you. You got to get rid of it and come to Jesus. And it said, and Jesus said unto him, what will thou shall I do unto thee? What do you want? What do you want? I heard you cry. I heard you call out. I heard you call me. And your call was a different call, because you said, thou son of David. You just didn't say Jesus. You said, thou son of David. Your call, your cry is different. It was different from everybody else's. Yeah, there's a big crowd of you. And I understand that you are here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. What is it that you want? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I don't want to be blind no more. I don't want to be poor no more. I don't want to struggle no more. I don't want to have health problems no more. I don't want to be in a bad relationship no more. I don't want to be struggling on my job no more. I don't want to be in heartache and pain no more. I don't want to be suffering no more. I don't want to be in be dealing with cancer no more. I don't want to be dealing with high blood pressure no more. I don't want to be dealing with arthritis no more. I don't want to be going through divorce no more. I don't want this suffering and anxiety and this grief no more. Lord, I don't want to be blind. 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 I don't want to be blind no more. Lord, I want to receive my sight. I want to see again. I want to see. I want to be able to be like everyone else. I want to level up from begging. I want to level up, Lord. I want to come up, Lord. I need you to bring me up. Notice, blind Bartimaeus went to Jesus before Jesus was able to make him whole. See, some people are trying to level up, but they're not going to the right source. Some people are trying to level up with the bank. Some people trying to level up with the friends. Some people trying to level up with the family. Some people trying to level up on the job. But the leveling comes by coming to Jesus. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. If you level up to Jesus, Lord, I don't want to be blind no more. Amen. I don't want to be in sin no more. I don't want to live in sin no more. So I'm coming to you. I don't want to be blind. And Jesus said, go thy way. You're free to go. Your faith has made you whole. You're free to go. Because your faith has made thee whole. You're free to go. Because Jesus said your faith has made you whole. You're free from blindness. Whatever your blindness is, whatever's been crippling you, whatever's been holding you down, whatever's been holding you out, what's ever been holding you aside, what's ever been pushing you away, whatever has been dragging on you and your life, come to Jesus. And Jesus will say, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight.
Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Christ, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify your holy name. God, we lift you up in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what our eyes have seen and our ears have heard. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, oh God, for bringing us out of the darkness into the marvelous light. God, we thank you for getting rid of the blindness, oh God, in our lives, oh God, and making our faith, helping our faith to make us whole, God. We praise your name. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up, God. Inhabit our praise, oh Lord, and be present with us. Do it for us one more time. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. We just want to pray a prayer with you. We went over a little bit. We got it kind of in tune with this scripture today. Amen. I don't want to be blind no more. I don't want to be in negativity no more. I don't want to be in heartache no more. I don't want to be in sickness no more. I don't want to be in pain no more. I am giving it up and I'm going to Jesus. I'm going to cry out to him until he stands still and calls me. Amen. If you're in that situation in your life, if you've listening to me this morning and God has touched you in a way where you, this message has touched you in a way where God has identified with you that you no longer want to be blind. Your life has been a blind life. Your life has been a heartache life, and you need to be set free. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me, for I am a sinner. Lord, I believe that you were human, and I believe you are divine. I believe that you were born of a Virgin Mary. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you rose on the third day with all power in your hands. And I believe that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. Lord, save me. Save my life. Lord, I don't want to be blind anymore. God bless you. If you prayed that prayer, Bible says if you confess it with your mouth, believe it in your heart, that you shall be saved. I believe if you confessed it with your mouth and believed it in your heart, that you shall be saved. You don't have to be blind anymore. All you got to do is just cry out to Jesus. And when you cry out to him and he stops and calls you, go to him. Tell him what you want. Songwriters say, tell him all about your troubles. You can go and tell it to Jesus. Tell it. And if you tell it, he will make you whole. Just believe in him. Have faith in him. And everything will be all right. God bless you. We thank God for you on this Sunday morning. Each and every one who's prayed with us, stayed with us, and blessed us on this Sunday morning. We're going to, amen, just go into our prayer of giving. Amen. If we have blessed you and you want to partner with us to keep this ministry and partner with us to keep the ministry rolling, amen. We thank God for you and those who have gave and those that are giving right now. If you're watching on your phone, you can't do it, but you can scan the QR code with your phone. It'll give you the link, or you can go to triumphlifechurch.org/give, or you can text the word give at 786-638-5771. First time you do that, it's going to give you a link to create an account. And then after that, you can just text because it'll be set up. Or you can go to Zelle, and Zelle is give@triumphlife.org or Cash App at Triumph Life Church. Amen. And give whatever God has put it in your heart to give and bless this ministry. Amen. We thank God for you today. Let us pray for the givers. Offertory prayer, most heavenly Father, in the name of Christ, we praise you now. We glorify you now. We lift up hands unto you and to those that have given and those that are giving at this very moment, God. Bless them now. Give them the desires of their heart, God. Oh, God, don't let them be blind anymore. Oh, God, but lift them up and level them up no matter what the crowds are saying. Oh, God, blow on them. Oh, God, your anointing power. Oh, God, and send a blessing so much that they can't receive, oh, God. And, God, we ask, God, that you just let their cup runneth over in the name of Jesus. Do it for them. I believe it right now in the name of Jesus that you're blessing them as they are blessing you. And, God, and we thank you now. We praise you now. We glorify you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. God bless you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to give the benediction. Amen. And we'll see you on next Sunday. Amen. With a magnificent speaker. Amen. That's going to bring us a word. Amen. Let us have our benediction. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week. And we hope that you call out to Christ, thou son of David, have mercy on me, and let him know I don't want to be blind. I don't want to be blind. I can't be blind no more. I need a new life. I'm going to let it go. I need a new life. Yeah. God bless you.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand tonight? Oh, come on, listen, I said the miracle worker. Came to declare that every pain
I was asleep this morning. I had to wake up. Can you tell? Sister Hyde, you still asleep, huh?